Most of the patriarchs of the antediluvian period reached an average age of 900 years. Whatever the climatic and physiological explanations of this phenomenon might be, God's purpose was to preserve and increase a humanity small in number, ignorant in technical skills, and ill-armed for self-defense. From the outset, the human race had been given the mission of populating the earth. At the time of creation, God had blessed Adam and Eve, the first couple, saying to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." The few indications given in the Bible concerning mankind of that period indicate that the divine command was carried out in a relatively short lapse of time. The line of descent of Seth, the only other son of Adam and Eve mentioned by name in the Bible, takes into account only 10 generations from Adam to Noah, proving that the normal lifespan lasted very much longer than it does today, so that mankind could increase in number. The longest living man was Methuselah, who died the year the flood came, at the age of 969. The one who had the shortest life on earth was his father Enoch, the man who lived closest to God at that time. The Bible states that Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and then was saved from death by being caught up to heaven when he was 365 years old. Man's amazing life expectancy enabled couples to have a great many children. This would account for the demographic explosion of that era. The long life attributed to primitive humanity was doubtless due to the great vitality and resistance of mankind in the beginning. The human being that God had created to live indefinitely was only overcome by the process of aging and the havoc of illness by degrees. Adam, having been created perfect in body and spirit, the evil impact of sin with its physical and psychological damage, as well as its repercussions through heredity, made only slow progress at first, undermining little by little the initial vigor and vital forces of the human body. Another reason is doubtless to be found in the fact that the biological and climatic conditions on Earth were very different before the flood, the changes of temperature less extreme, and the ground more fertile, making food abundant and healthier. At that time, the art of writing was not known. Knowledge, in particular that of the living God, was transmitted orally. The long life expectancy of humanity at that time would therefore have played an important part in the transmission of the knowledge of God. As Adam lived for 930 years, he would have had the opportunity of talking about the origins of the world to all the patriarchs living before the flood, to all except Noah. However, the knowledge of God did little to benefit sinful mankind. People turned away from the Lord and gave themselves over to evil. Sin, having once entered the world, contaminated the whole human race, which became increasingly corrupt. Even the posterity of godly men like Seth merged little by little with Cain's ungodly race. In the end, there was only one man, Noah, and his family, who remained faithful to the Lord. It seems that Noah's father was also a man who feared God and believed in the Lord. In giving the name of Noah to his son, a name which signifies rest or comfort, he said, "He will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands, caused by the ground the Lord has cursed." This patriarch did not live as long as most of his ancestors. He died at the age of 777, 5 years before the death of his own father, Methuselah, Noah's grandfather, the longest living man on earth. Nothing more is said in the Bible about Noah until he was 500 years old, when he founded a family. His three sons were called Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah was an upright and just man among his contemporaries. He walked with God. The term to walk with God is only used for Noah and for his great-grandfather Enoch. These two men who lived in close communion with God both received a very special blessing. They were saved by the Lord in an unusual way. Enoch, caught up to heaven during his lifetime, escaped physical death, and Noah, under God's protection, was saved from the flood. Next episode, the Ark.